All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into the LG C3 Series 65-inch class OLED Evo 4K TV. The one that's been getting a lot of buzz lately. Maybe you're thinking about getting one for your own home theater, or maybe you're just kind of curious about what makes it stand out from the crowd. So we're going to break down all the important stuff, see if it lives up to the hype. And we're gonna take a look at what actual users are saying on Amazon
Good
so
idea.
you can get like the complete picture.
Yeah, no pun intended, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do.
From LG's OLED Evo technology to the A9 AI processor Gen 6.
Okay, so let's start with those buzzwords, right? OLED Evo and A9 AI processor Gen 6. They sound cool and all,
They do.
but like, what do they actually mean for someone who just wants to watch TV?
Right, well, think of it this way.
Okay.
OLED is already known for incredible picture quality,
Yeah.
but LG's Evo technology kind of takes it up a notch.
Okay.
With traditional LCD TVs, you've got a backlight
Right.
that illuminates the whole screen,
Yeah.
which means you never really get true blacks.
I see.
But with OLED, each pixel emits its own light. So when a pixel needs to be black, it's totally off.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you get that incredible contrast and depth.
So it's like the difference between seeing the stars in a city with all the light pollution versus like seeing them in a pitch black desert. With OLED, you get those deep inky blacks that make the colors just pop.
Absolutely.
Right.
And then there's the A9 AI processor Gen 6,
Okay.
which is basically the brains of the whole thing.
Gotcha.
What's cool about it is it analyzes what you're watching and adjusts the picture settings in real time to
Wow.
optimize the details.
Okay.
So whether you're watching a dimly lit scene in a movie or like a fast-paced action sequence in a game,
Oh, cool.
you get the most out of it.
Okay, but before we get lost in all the tech specs, let's talk about design. LG is really emphasizing the C3s, ultra slim profile and the like almost invisible bezel.
And they also mentioned gallery mode.
Gallery mode. Yeah, what's that about?
Well, I think it just shows how TVs are becoming more integrated into our living spaces.
Oh, yeah.
People don't want those like clunky black boxes taking over the room.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, with that super thin design,
Yeah.
the C3 practically blends right into the wall. And then gallery mode,
Yeah.
you can display artwork or photos when you're not watching TV,
Oh, that's
like
neat.
having digital art on your wall.
So it's not just a TV, it's a statement piece.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Right.
What about the smarts, though? How does the C3 handle like all our streaming needs these days?
Well, LG is promoting their webOS 23 platform,
Okay.
which they say is all about intuitive navigation and like personalized content recommendations.
So it's kind of like a concierge for your entertainment.
It helps you find what you want to watch,
Right.
organizes your apps, and even gives you access to over 300 free channels through LG channels.
That sounds pretty convenient.
It is.
I mean, sometimes it feels like I spend more time scrolling through menus
I know, right?
than actually watching anything.
Absolutely. A smooth, intuitive interface is key.
Yeah.
But of course, with any smart platform, there are things to be aware of.
Right. Like what?
Well, data collection is a big one.
Okay.
These platforms are always gathering info about what you watch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then there's bloatware.
Oh, yeah.
Those pre-installed apps you'll probably never use.
Right.
So it's not all perfect.
No, it's not. But
Okay.
let's get back to the main event,
Sure.
the viewing experience.
All right.
LG really talks up this big screen experience
Yeah.
with Dolby Vision and Dolby Atmos.
They do.
What do those even do?
Well, those technologies are game changers for immersion. Dolby Vision enhances HDR. It's not just about more colors, it's about making those colors super accurate and lifelike.
Okay.
You'll see details and shadows and highlights you never noticed before.
So it's like the difference between a regular photo and a high-res HDR photo.
You get way more detail and depth.
Okay, cool.
And then you have Dolby Atmos,
Right.
which isn't just surround sound. It's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
imagine the sound is moving all around you,
Wow.
above you, behind you.
Like crazy.
It creates this super realistic soundscape.
Okay, now that's what I call a home theater experience.
Absolutely.
So they also mentioned something called filmmaker mode. What is that?
Well, it's designed to disable a lot of the post-processing that TVs usually do, which can sometimes make films look overly sharp or artificial.
Interesting.
So you get to see the movie the way the director intended.
Okay, that's pretty neat. But what about for gamers?
Right.
Does the C3 have anything for us?
Absolutely. This TV is a powerhouse for gamers.
I was just looking at the specs. Mm. 0.1 millisecond response time.
Wow.
120 hertz refresh rate.
Nice.
NVIDIA G-Sync, AMD FreeSync Premium.
Yeah.
VRR, and 4 HDMI 2.1 inputs.
It's got it all.
It's like they went all out.
They did. Yeah. They're really promoting those gaming capabilities.
Okay.
All those features add up to smooth, responsive gameplay.
Right.
You won't see any lag or stuttering, even during those fast movements.
And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Let's talk about what people are actually saying.
Right.
You know, we've been looking at those Amazon reviews,
mm-hmm.
and there are some pretty interesting insights in there.
Yeah, I think those reviews could be really helpful.
Yeah, there was this one reviewer who was raving about using the LG Magic Remote.
Oh, yeah?
For both their TV and their gaming consoles.
That's cool.
And then another one was blown away by the sound quality,
nice.
Even without a sound bar. So apparently it's pretty impressive.
You know, it highlights something important.
What's that?
The personal experience of real users.
Okay.
Specs and features are one thing.
Right.
But it's those real stories that bring it to life.
Okay. So
yeah.
What are some of the common themes you're seeing in the reviews?
Well, picture quality is always a winner.
Yeah. That makes sense.
People love the vibrant colors, the deep blacks, and the overall visuals.
Right.
But it's not all perfect.
What do you mean?
Well, the remote control seems to be a bit divisive.
Ah, so some people love it and some people hate it.
Exactly. Some find it intuitive and enjoy the pointer feature.
Yeah.
While others find it confusing and frustrating.
The classic remote control dilemma.
You can't please everyone.
Nope.
And there are some concerns about brightness.
Okay.
Especially in really bright rooms.
Mm.
Apparently the glossy screen can be pretty reflective.
Gotcha.
So it might be an issue for some.
So maybe the C3 isn't ideal for like a super bright living room.
Yeah, that's something to consider.
Right.
It all depends on your own viewing environment and what you prefer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, the perfect TV for you really depends on what you need and how you're going to use it.
The context is everything.
Yeah.
But even with those little things, you know, the C3 still has amazing reviews on Amazon.
It does. And I think that says a lot about the whole package.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if some people aren't crazy about the remote or they're worried about glare.
Right.
Most people seem to love the picture and how well it works.
So the good outweighs the bad, basically.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
This makes me wonder about OLED technology and why it's so popular.
Mm.
What's so special about those self-lit pixels?
I'll be honest, I don't always understand all the technical details.
Well, imagine you're watching a nature documentary.
Okay.
And there's a scene with a moonlit forest.
All right.
On a regular LCD TV, those moonbeams through the trees would look all right.
Yeah.
But the dark areas wouldn't be truly black. You'd see a kind of grayish haze because the backlight is always on. You know?
So it's like trying to capture that moonlit forest with a camera that can't handle the contrast.
Exactly. You lose some of the realism.
Okay.
But with OLED,
Each
pixel can be completely off, creating true black.
Oh, wow.
So those moonbeams would look super crisp
against
those deep blacks in the forest.
That's cool.
That contrast just isn't possible with a normal LCD.
Now that makes sense.
It's a big difference in how it works.
Yeah.
And it really changes how you experience it.
So that's why OLED is like the gold standard for high-end TVs.
Exactly. It's not just about size or pixels.
Right.
It's about those little details.
Yeah.
And making the image more immersive and real.
Yeah. Okay. So... Mm. If we think about the big picture, what does the LG C3 tell us about where TV technology is going?
That's a good question.
Are we moving away from LCD?
Well, what's interesting is that a bunch of trends are coming together.
Like
OLED is getting cheaper.
Okay.
And people want more immersive and personal entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And AI is becoming more important for making that happen.
So our TVs are less like just screens and more like smart entertainment hubs.
Exactly. And the C3 is a good example of that.
Yeah.
Powerful AI processor, sleek design that fits into your home.
Right.
Focus on both movies and gaming.
It makes you wonder what's next.
It does.
What new stuff is coming?
Well, one exciting area is micro LED technology.
What's that?
It's kind of like OLED.
Okay.
Same self-emissive properties, maybe even better brightness and color.
Wow.
But it lasts longer, and there's less risk of burn-in.
So micro LED could be the next big thing.
It could be, yeah. It's amazing how fast this stuff changes.
It really is.
But for now, the LG C3 seems like a great choice for a premium TV.
I agree. It's a well-rounded package.
It is.
Works for everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Movie buffs, gamers, people who want a nice-looking design. Speaking of well-rounded,
Yeah.
we've talked about a lot today.
We have.
OLED AI processors, smart TVs, cinematic features, gaming specs,
Right.
all those user reviews.
We covered it all.
We went deep.
We did.
But before we wrap up,
Yeah.
we have to talk about the price.
Yes, the elephant in the room.
OLED TVs are known for being a little expensive.
That's true. It's a big factor for anyone on a budget.
Right.
But you have to think about the value you're getting.
So you get what you pay for.
Exactly. The C3 is top of the line.
Yeah.
It uses the latest technology, and it performs way better than cheap LCD TVs.
Okay.
If you want the best picture, immersive audio, and a TV that lasts, it might be worth the investment.
Especially when you think about how much you'll enjoy it.
Exactly. Long-term satisfaction.
Right.
And speaking of that, we should mention burn-in.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing with OLED, right?
It is.
For people who don't know,
Yeah.
burn-in is when an image gets stuck on the screen.
Right, like those ghost images
Yeah.
of channel logos or game stuff.
I've seen that.
So it can be a problem for people who watch a lot of news or play games with static elements.
Okay.
But LG is trying to prevent that
Oh,
with
go.
their new OLED panels.
Okay.
They use things like pixel shifting, screen refresh cycles,
Right.
and logo detection.
So they're taking it seriously.
Yeah, they're trying to protect their customers.
That's good to know.
And there are things you can do too.
Go like what?
Adjust the brightness.
Okay.
Don't display static content for too long.
Right.
And use the screensaver.
So burn-in doesn't have to be a deal breaker.
Nope. Especially with a little care.
And technology is always improving.
It is what might have been a problem before.
Yeah.
Might be fixed now.
Right. It's important to stay updated.
Exactly. Do your research before you buy.
Okay, so we've analyzed the LG C3.
We have.
Now, what about applying what we've learned?
Right. Let's hear from you, the listener.
What stood out to you from our deep dive? What about the C3 interests you?
Did anything surprise you?
This is what makes our deep dives valuable.
Absolutely. It's about starting conversations, encouraging you to learn more, and helping you make smart choices about technology.
It's not just about the features,
Right.
it's about how those features improve your entertainment.
Yeah, your lifestyle, your connection to the world.
That connection can be different for everyone.
It can.
Maybe it's watching movies with family on a beautiful OLED screen. Maybe it's getting lost in a video game world.
Right.
Or maybe it's just appreciating how the TV looks in your home.
Exactly.
The LG C3 shows us what TV might look like in the future.
It does.
A future where entertainment is personal and immersive and just part of our lives.
A future full of possibilities.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Right. Good question.
You know, if you're interested in the LG C3 after this deep dive, we want you to really think about what's important to you in a TV. You know, is it that amazing picture quality that OLED is known for?
Right.
Is it having a smart TV experience that's super easy to use?
Yeah.
You know, that gets you to your shows and movies without any hassle?
Makes sense.
Or maybe you're all about those gaming
Right.
features.
Those are important too.
Maybe it's something we haven't talked about as much,
Like what?
like energy efficiency,
Oh, yeah.
or a design that blends in with your home, or the ability to like fine-tune all the settings.
Right, to get it just right.
There's a lot to consider.
There is.
And remember,
Yeah.
this deep dive is just the beginning.
Exactly.
There's so much more information out there.
There is.
You know, in-depth reviews,
Right.
online forums where you can talk to other people.
Share your experiences.
So don't be afraid to keep learning.
Yeah, keep that curiosity going.
The world of tech is always changing,
It is.
and discovering new things is part of the fun.
Absolutely.
We hope this deep dive has given you a good starting point.
Yeah, a solid foundation.
And maybe even inspired you to learn more.
That's the goal.
Because in the end,
Yeah.
the best TV for you is the one that fits your needs,
Right, your lifestyle.
your own way of enjoying entertainment.
Well said.
And on that note,
Yeah.
thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time.
See you later, bitch.